This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm here with Dave, and we're here to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder and the upcoming season that is just a few days away. By the time you guys will be listening to this, it's Monday. The season starts on Wednesday, so that's like 2 days, Dave.
Yeah, man, I'm so glad you can do your math right there. It makes me really proud, dude. All right, Mark, so let's go ahead and talk about these guys that are going to be playing on most likely Wednesday. Now that we really understand what's happening with the starting lineup, minus one guy, the center position is still kind of a mystery. They haven't really given us any clues to what's happening. So all we've been doing is just kind of sitting here, twiddling our thumbs, and wondering, is it going to be Favors or is it going to be Isaiah Roby? Isaiah Roby, for me, has proven that he deserves a starting role. But the reality is that sometimes it's not about the starting position and it's about how many minutes you can get in the game. And to me, the center position is really locked down by Isaiah Roby, and being that he's going to probably start off taking the majority of the minutes. So whether or not Isaiah is going to start or not is irrelevant. The fact is Isaiah is going to be taking a lot of those minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think at this point, I'm moving forward with Favors being the starter. Simply because when they got him into the rotation, that's where they put him. I don't think that means it's going to be like forever for the season. I think he has a similar position to what Al Horford had last year. Because, you know, when Al Horford started out the season, it was like, okay, we're going to need him a lot. But in the end, we didn't need him as much. And the circumstances changed, and that made a different situation. So what happens with Derek Favors is yet to be seen, but I have to give you a lot of credit because I didn't think he was going to be a starter. And it looks like at this point, we have to go forward thinking he is going to be the starter. And I think you're right. You know, Isaiah Roby has proven that he's a capable player and he could be a starter in the NBA. But at this point, I think having Derek Favors is definitely a good thing. The nice thing about Favors, and this is just going from a one preseason game, but I've seen him play in different situations too, but he runs a really good pick and roll. And sure, the pick and roll is going to look better when he's hitting every shot, but he's a big screener. He knows how to be a wide body, and he makes sure he's set so we're not losing possessions from him screening. So there's a lot to be seen, a lot of positive things to be seen from what he can do for this team. I felt like it was a lot like watching Steven Adams out there, but someone who is a little bit more aggressive to finish.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I like the way that Derek Favors plays defense, that hard-nosed defense. Like you just said, it's very comparable to Steven Adams in that aspect. And then you have his offense, which to me is much better than Steven Adams. So I'm really excited about just seeing what he can do. Here's the reality. His jump shot is money every single time. His half hook shot is money every single time. When he post-ups and gets his back to the goal, he passes out. Through best of them in the league. I mean, this guy, Derek Favors, is a phenomenal. Isaiah Roby on the other side, though, he's going to get the bulk minutes, and I'm excited about that. He's going to be a special talent. You know, he's only 23 years old, but he's got a long way to grow, and this season he's going to do a lot of that growing. You know, to me, this is a perfect opportunity for Isaiah to learn from one of the best in the league. One of the best backups in the league for the last few years, Derek Favors, at the center position. Isaiah is going to have a lot of time to learn from him, and I'm excited for him. Now he's going to learn from two of the best leaders in the league from the center position and the smallest centers in the league as well. So I think this is great for him. Also, looking at this, I think Mike Muscala is going to be coming up in that third center position. Some games he's going to get a lot of minutes, and some games he's just not going to play at all. So I'm excited about that. Now, let's go ahead and hit the power forward position since we're talking about bigs right now. Darius Bazley is the starter in my opinion. There is no doubt about that. We don't have any strong enough power forwards that I would say there's any guy that's going to be even competing for the starting position from that aspect. Poku is going to be the second string, I believe, and Jeremiah Robinson-Earl is going to be the third string. I like this. Making Jeremiah Robinson-Earl that third string power forward, we saw it in the preseason games that he was playing power forward. I just don't think his body is ready for night in, night out in that center position. So bringing him in the power forward position, let his body get more ready for that, solidify his build. This is perfect for Jeremiah Robinson-Earl. So in my opinion, we're set in the power forward at Darius Baisley, starter, Poku, backup, coming off the bench, the first power forward, and then Jeremiah Robinson-Earl rounding off there.
Yeah, dude, I agree that there's, all three of those guys have potential to play power forward. Whether or not we use Poku primarily at power forward will be yet to be seen. But the truth is, with Jeremiah Robinson-Earl and Poku, what I've noticed with both of them is their ability to make plays. They can both pass the ball, and you know, there's a couple of highlights that we've seen recently, and Jeremiah Robinson-Earl has a tendency to be in the middle of good things happening. He's not always the one making the highlight play, but he understands how to pass the ball on time and on target and keep the ball moving. So that puts him in the middle of a lot of good things. And that's something we've heard him talk about, you know, being a team player and how playing for Coach Wright at Villanova has worked into that. And I just see him making the right play constantly. And going back to when I first saw SGA play in the NBA, you know, it was like, who is this guy? He understands space. He understands pace. He understands how to make the extra pass, and he attacks when it's the right opportunity. And when you can do those things, then you have a chance to make it and make it in a big way in the NBA. And Jeremiah Robinson-Earl can do those things. And I understand he's not getting a lot of hype right now. That has a lot to do with his pick position. But if he was picked number 17 where Darius Baisley was, people would be getting a lot more excited. And I think they should be, because he's going to have a really big year this year.
Man, you're absolutely right. I get really excited about the way that this team is really going to come along, but especially Darius Baisley. He's somebody that personally in Top Shot, I have invested a lot of money in Darius Baisley. If you go through my Top Shot collection, you'll see that there is a shit ton of Darius Baisley. It's because, in my opinion, he's going to have a breakout year. His shit is easy, it's simple, and it's cheap. So I went out there and I bought a lot of Darius Baisley, because to me, that's where my profit's going to be in Top Shot this year. Let's go ahead and talk about the small forward, shooting guard, and point guard. Now, I don't even need to talk to Mark about this, because I already know he's going to agree with me on this. But in my opinion, and in Coach D's and Sam Presti's opinion, I bet you the small forward, shooting guard, and point guard are all the same position in their opinion. It doesn't matter what you pointed out. You could put Shea in the small forward. You could put Dort in that point guard position. It doesn't matter the mix-up that you use in this starting lineup. Small forward, shooting guard, and point guard, same position. Depending on who they're playing is going to be the guys that they're going to play on defense. So in my opinion, this is really cool how this is set up, because you have three positions right here and nine guys that are really fighting for those three spots. It's going to be really, really fun to see how everything falls together here. But the reality is, small forward, we're looking at probably Dort starting at that small forward, if not Giddey. Again, depending on who we're playing, small forward, Giddey, Dort, doesn't matter. And then your point guard position, obviously, the start of the season is Shea, which I really like. Mark and I talked about Tao being the point guard at the start of the season, but I love the fact that we're putting the ball in Shea's hand all year, starting it off right away and putting guys that can score around him. I mean, this is going to be really, really fun to watch.
Yeah, I was pretty convinced Tao was going to get the chance to continue to start, and we were going to bring Giddey off the bench. And I've been wrong about a lot of things, because from the first day of preseason, Giddey has done nothing but start. And if you go back to Summer League, he was starting right away. He didn't get much playing time, but it seems like that's been a part of their plan this whole time. And that means I was wrong again. Tao Maledon, though, leading off that group of bench players because he was able to start so many games last year, is really interesting. I think that was a big part of why he started those games, because it's incredibly valuable. But he had a lot of success, and he was playing against starters at one of the toughest positions in the NBA. Going up against backups, I think he's going to be able to continue that success. So I'm excited about what he can do. And you include Ty Jerome with Tao, and then you've got a 1-2 combination that I think is going to be excellent. And then who do you got there for the third position? I mean, really, you're looking at Kenny Hustle as a excellent potential there. And Gabriel Deck can fill into that too as that potential. You know, they can kind of be that three or four. They can also switch over to the two, and they can defend the five. You know, they can do pretty much anything that we need them to do.
All right, man. And I got a question for you with this is, what is your favorite three-headed monster on the team? Meaning, who's your favorite three guys when you look at this team that you're really excited to see them play together for the majority of the minutes?
I mean, okay, so for me, I love, obviously, any unit that includes SGA. But whenever you have Dort and SGA out there, I love that combination. And then if I could throw one player in there, I would say Kenny Williams, because I think his ability to hit the open shot and willingness to take it and then create extra possessions, I think he plays really well with a lot of different combinations. But I hope that he is one of the first guys off the bench, so he gets a lot of playing time with the starting unit.
Man, I like that. That's really, it's a good, Kenny Hustle is a good throw in there. For me, looking at it, I got to go with Shai and Giddey at those two guys together. I'm really excited about seeing the 1-2 punch there. But I want to throw this in here, is I'm excited about throwing a third guy in there, and we're going to throw in Ty. And the reason I'm going to throw in Ty is because of Ty's ability to take that shot from really, really fucking deep. And his ability to see the court like a point guard. He can pass that ball across the court one-handed, off of one foot, like nobody's business. So throwing Shai, Ty, and getting a little Giddey in there, to me, is going to be really exciting. You got two guys that can knock down the threes, and Josh Giddey, that it's unbelievable at driving and finding the open guy. So those are going to be the three guys that I'm looking forward to. Obviously, Dort and Vaisley, I'm leaving out. But to me, there's going to be, like every single team has, there's going to be three guys that really, really click and that are going to fit really, really well together. And when they're together, everything is going to look really easy and fun to watch. And so for me, looking at that, that's who I'm going to look forward to. I really like what Mark says, Shai, Dort, and Kenny. That's going to be a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, hey, fuck you for putting me on the spot and then looking really smart by taking Giddey there. Because obviously, if I had some time, I would have put Giddey in a combination of units, but hey, anyway, I love it, dude. That was a good question, and at least you look intelligent for asking an intelligent question. But moving on, man, we're pumped up about the season, clearly, and I know we're missing some players because we always miss people, and I didn't have a list of players in front of me, so if I miss somebody, I'm sorry. It doesn't mean I don't love them. I love all the Thunder players. I mean, specifically, I'm excited about seeing Krejci and Wiggins, what they can do for us. But, you know, I'm excited about this team this year, and we're so close, it's hard not to just keep thinking about it. And that's what we do every day anyway. So, you know, we're excited that you continue to join us, and let's see what happens coming up. So thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow. And this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief. We'll be right back.